This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam, ala ashrafil anbiya wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een amma ba'd. Faqala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majeed, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. Praise be to Allah. We begin always by praising Him. We send peace and blessings on His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. On this blessed day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, do tawbah to Allah, all of you. Tawbatan nasuha, which is a sincere tawbah. Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum. Asa, perhaps your Lord will blot out and wipe away from you your sins. Wa yudkhilakum jannat, and enter you into gardens underneath which rivers flow. Jannatin tahtiha al-anhar. Yawma la yughzillahu an-nabiyya wal-ladhina amanu ma'ah. The day, meaning on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not humiliate the prophet or the believers. Wal-ladhina amanu ma'ah, those who believe who are with him. Nuruhum yasa'a bayna aydihim. The light will ensue and come out bayna aydihim wa bi aymanihim, from their right and from in front of them. Yaquluna rabbana atmim lana nurana, and they will say, our Lord, atmim lana nurana, make sure, make steadfast our light. Waghfir lana, and forgive us. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, surely you are the one who has power over all things. This tubu, this is a special time, brothers and sisters, for doing tawbah, as is mentioned in the Quran here, for believers to do tawbah, but do sincere tawbah. Tawbah actually means to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn away from sin. So sincere tawbah, as ulama of tafsir have said, is to turn away sincerely from doing sin and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. That is part of the meaning of tawbah, and not to, do your utmost to try not to repeat the sin again. So tawbah here is sincere tawbah with that meaning. And tawbah actually is more comprehensive term than istighfar. They're being used separately, but tawbah is more comprehensive in the sense that tawbah means to turn back to Allah with what? With forgiveness. So that's included in the idea of tawbah. And to turn away from sin is included in it as well. Whereas istighfar is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So tawbah is inclusive of that. And yet they can come separate in the Quran and Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Tawwabur Rahim. He is off-returning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term Tawwab for us, for those who keep turning back to Him. And that's the meaning of tawwab. Inna Allaha yuhibbu tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Surely Allah, He loves those who keep coming back, meaning repenting, turning to Him for forgiveness. And He loves those who purify and cleanse themselves. So tawwab He uses for Himself as well. Innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha tawwabur rahim. Surely Allah is oft returning, keeps on turning back with what? With forgiveness. Ar-Rahim, and the one who is extremely full of mercy towards us. So Tawbah has that double meaning. Allah SWT uses fastaghfiru rabbakum wa tubu ilayh. So in the Quran, Allah SWT uses them separately. So ask forgiveness from your Lord and turn to him. Turn to him, the meaning of Tawbah again being used here. Some people may say, well, you know, I haven't done so much of sin. I fast and I pray regularly. I do tahajjud even and stay away from sin. So why do I need to be doing tawbah all the time? This is the wrong attitude. Tawbah is about humility. None of us are free from sin. As the Prophet ﷺ said in Hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my slaves, all of you, you sin by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I will forgive you. So this is very clear. None of us are free from sin. So much so, in another hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is reported by Muslim, from Abu Huraira, that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadi," by him, swearing, taking oath, by him in whose hands is my soul. By him, "Walladhi nafsi biyadi," "Law lam yuznibu la zahaba Allahu bikum, wala jaa biqawmin yuznibuna وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ رواه مسلم. Were you to become like those who do not do sin? That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. Allah will wipe you out, remove you, get rid of you, and then bring people, meaning human beings, who sin and they ask forgiveness from Allah. So he forgives them. In other words, Allah loves those. In other words, the meaning of this hadith is none of us are free from sin. It's impossible that we are free from sin. And Allah loves, despite us sinning, that we turn to him to ask for forgiveness again and again. And surely he forgives. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, in the ayah that I've mentioned, after mentioning Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, and he says, Asa rabbukum. The apparent meaning, if we look at it, asa in Arabic means perhaps your Lord, sa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyi'atukum, perhaps your Lord will wipe away, blot away, and wipe away your sins from you. But asa, as Abdullah ibn Abbas, Turjaman al-Quran, had said, asa, when it is applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, always means most definitely. It is an obligation that he will definitely wipe away those sins. And this idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiping away sins from Tawbah is often mentioned by ulama and a'imah from past and present, and often mentioned in hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, At-tawbatu tajibbu ma qablaha, that Tawbah wipes away that which came before. Actually, this hadith with these words is not an authentic hadith. It has no sanad, no basis in any authentic book of hadith, but it's very popularly used by a'imma and, of course, by the public. The idea, nevertheless, is correct. To say that idea, that Tawbah wipes away what went before, is correct. We get it clearly from the Quran here. The Quran is saying it. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, Al-Islam, in al-Islam, يَهْدِمُ مَا قَبْلَهُ. Surely Islam, in other words, embracing Islam, which is part and parcel of Tawbah, it destroys, wipes away that which went before it, as Allah SWT is already saying in the Quran. So that's something about Tawbah, about wiping away sins. But in the end, Turning to Allah, Tawbah has implicit in it the idea of with humility, with humbleness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Udu'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufiyatan." Pray, make dua to your Lord. Tadarru'an means part of it means with humility, with humbleness, but it also means pleading to him, imploring him, tadarru'an wa khufyatan, and in secretly. Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin, surely he does not love those who are transgressors. So the opposite to transgressors, humility is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the opposite of that, of course, is takabbur, which is the sign that was attributed to Satan, Iblis, and hence the opposite of that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do tawbah, if we think that we don't need to do tawbah, well, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters. Subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as hadith in Bukhari Muslim says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wallahi la inni la astaghfirullaha fi al-yawm akthar min 70 marrah wa fi riwayatin akthar min 100 marrah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, saying that by Allah, surely I ask forgiveness from Allah in a day more than 70 times in a day. More than 70 times. In one riwayat mentions he used to ask for forgiveness more than 100 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported in Bukhari Muslim by Mughira ibn Shu'bah, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah, and Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anhuma, that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli, yani Salatul Layl, yusalli hatta tarima aw tantafikha qadamahu. Wa qila lahu, ya Rasulullah, Allahu yaghfiru Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbik wa ma ta'akhkhar. Fa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afala akuna 'abdan shakura. Subhanallah. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, he used to pray until his feet would become swollen and puffed up, pray tahajjud in the night, until his feet would swell up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was said to him, in other words, why do you do that when Allah has forgiven already your past and future sins, ya Rasulullah? And what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Should I not then be a grateful servant? Should I not then be a grateful servant? And this is the humility of the greatest human being that ever lived, one whose past and future sins have already been forgiven, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's showing you the kind of humility for his followers to follow in his footstep and to do istighfar, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness, doing tawbah to him, as the Quran says, tawbatan nasuha. This is especially a time, brothers and sisters, is it not, for asking, for doing tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for turning to him, because all of us are sinners. And in times of tribulation, it is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more so. Even more so. So we're in need of the same. Part of that mercy in times of tribulation, which is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah, that it is a mercy for the believers, is for the believers to realize, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove and raise up the tribulation, or to give us increase in iman and give us sabr and fortitude in the difficult times that we're facing and the difficult times that we're going to face in the coming weeks, brothers and sisters, as this COVID-19 spreads more and affects more and more of our near and dear ones, and as we lose some of our near and dear ones, as some brothers and sisters already have, with all the difficulties around the time of burial and Salatul Janaza, on families being quarantine and not being able to even see their loved ones actually being buried, etc. So these are going to be difficult times that we need. Tawbah is what gives us, raises iman, raises us in daraja, blots out our sins, as do times of tribulation and sickness. So it is a great way of gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Allah loves those who do tawbah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that part of that tawbah, brothers and sisters, of course, is our salah. Salah is dua. And the salah is tawbah itself. Salah is tawbah itself. And doing dua throughout the day is tawbah. Praying in the night, even if it's two rakats. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as far as praying in the night and doing qunut. Qunut is a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dua qunut. Qunut means actually to be humble, to be submissive, and to be full of humility towards Allah subhanahu. That's why it's called dua qunut. And it is documented well from the Sahaba that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times of tribulation would actually make dua qunut throughout the prayers in the day. It is mentioned for all the prayers, especially for Fajr, but also Sahaba mentioned it for Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, and in the night as well, in Witr as well. All of it is corroborated. And of course, there became a difference of opinion amongst the Fuqaha in regards to when Qunut can be done, because there was a difference of opinion from the Tabi'een time. Nevertheless, what we ask most authentically, what we have from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he definitely did qunut in any of the prayers, in the last rakah of the fard prayer, and either after ruku', which is after ruku', or before ruku'. Both are there as evidence in difference of opinion, and both are acceptable. Either by raising the hands or not raising the hands. The idea of qunut at the time of tribulation is there. And if we're not necessarily going to do it in the fard prayers, and Shafi'iyah follow it, and in fact as wajib, if not mustahab, but wajib in Salatul Fajr in the second rakah. So much so, if they've missed dua qunut in the second rakah of Fajr, they say you have to do sajdatul sahu. Although this wajib of qunut and fajr prayer is not the strongest opinion, jumhur, the rest of the scholars are on the strongest opinion in regards to doing qunut prayer at times of tribulation, not all the time in a fajr prayer. But if you're not going to do it in the fajr prayer, then certainly it is sunnah, recommended, mustahab, highly recommended to do in the last rakah of witr, as is reported in authentic hadith. That the Prophet's grandson, radiallahu an, Hassan, said that the Messenger of Allah taught him to do dua qunut for witr specifically, which is a Hassan hadith. And this dua, Tirmidhi says, is the best that we have in regards to dua qunut. Any dua can be done, but this was a dua which says, Allahumma ahdina fiman hadayt, wa afina fiman afayt. And the rest of the dua, oh Allah, guide us with those who you are, amongst those who you are guided. And notice here, and pardon us with those amongst those you are pardoned, as it carries on. And another dua which is very popular, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruk. Look how it begins. Oh Allah, surely we ask for your help and we ask for your forgiveness. So this is showing you at times of tribulation, the Prophet ﷺ doing these kind of du'as, asking more forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what we need to all of us do, brothers and sisters. It is to build us with hope, to remove from us hopelessness, to remove from our hearts anxiety and worry, because it makes us totally depend and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we do the good works that we can in these times. We continue with. So whatever our situation, whether we're well or whether we're slightly unwell or whether we're very unwell, this doing tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always an obligation on the believer. It is a sign of our belief that we do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are tawabeen, who consistently again and again repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our Creator. How can we not turn to Him? We have got no one else to turn to. Is that not so, brothers and sisters? We are utterly dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, nothing can harm us except what Allah wills, and no one can benefit us except what Allah has written for us and what He wills. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, ask for His forgiveness. Indeed, He is Tawwabur Rahim, the oft returning, the most merciful. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.